I've been dreaming all day about having you all to myself for 3 days. Relaxing, laughing, talking, sleeping, and...
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Making love.
What the hell is that?
Do you remember I told you about yesterday the Detroit news anchor that was reading the IMs of the disgraced mayor?
Right.
That's the news anchor reading the IMs.
Oh, my God. Whatever happened to that mayor anyway? Did he get the boot or what?
No, he's still fighting.
He's still hanging in? He's still holding office?
Yes, he's still with his wife, too, isn't he?
Wow. Still hanging on, like I said.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We got a catch-up break here. Got to make up some time. 877-365-3636. Give us a call. I think we have a guy that's got a question for our guest. Our guest left about 15 minutes ago.
He's not here.
Bradley, our guest, Stephen Ibarra, he is no longer on the show. And now you are off the show also.
Thanks, dispatch.
Well handled.
We want to talk about tomorrow's show. Tomorrow, it's official, ladies and gentlemen. It is our one-month anniversary.
Yes.
Now, here's the deal. We said we were going to bring the
great job,
Rob. Perfect, Buzz. Couldn't be any nicer.
Thank you. I mean, such a pleasure to make the trip with you, Buzz.
It is great fun. It's been
great,
an honor.
Wonderful job. Tomorrow, here's what I'd like to do. Uh-huh. I had said this to all of you, and I know I think I freaked everybody out earlier in the week when I said, you know, it's our Friday is our 1 month anniversary. Uh-huh. We were supposed to go out to dinner tonight for our big team dinner, but because I got this thing tomorrow and I still don't have a voice, we postponed that a week.
You had dinner brought in.
I had dinner brought in. Yeah, thanks to the people from the place that gave us the thing.
Yeah.
Really, really happy. It's delicious. I've had several plates. I mean, that pasta.
Yeah, it's something.
Goes right to the waistline, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I swear to God, I'm just sitting here going, brr.
The cream sauce doesn't help.
I said in order to do something special on the show for our month anniversary on Friday, we should all get gifts.
Silly little gifts.
For each other. Mm-hmm. That's far too complex. I have a new idea. What we will do is we will do the Secret Santa thing so that each person on the show.
Do you need me to kill your mic for a moment?
Jesus, give me a Tums. Anybody got a Pepsid AC for me right now?
I got the sour stomach.
God almighty. No, I'm fine, Buzz.
It's in here with the milk.
I don't need to do that. Buzz is the pharmacist on the show. What I want to do, we'll do like a Secret Santa thing. Rob, you do this like with your family all the time. You put everybody's name into a hat.
And then you draw the name. Mm-hmm. You don't reveal who you're buying for.
Okay.
Then you bring a wrapped or somehow disguised gift
for
the person.
Right.
They open it on the air. And then I think what would be fun is try to guess who bought it.
Okay, $20, $20 limit, right?
Right.
Doesn't have to be $20.
No,
or
it
less.
All right, okay, cheap dudes. You know, took a pay cut too.
Some of us haven't even found out what our pay cut's going to be yet.
It isn't really about the money. It's about finding something that's silly and fun.
No, but $20 being the ceiling, is that reasonable? $20?
Good luck keeping Beth Ann to that.
$20, all right. We have a $20 ceiling.
Fine, it's fine.
You can't spend over $20.
There is no minimum.
Beth Ann? Sam McBride,
she's
running around like a chicken with her head cut off. I want to do this before the end of this break so that we, while we're thinking of it, we make sure that it's done. Yeah. Can we put everybody's name in like a hat or in a little bowl or something?
How about the box?
The box. We're using the box, Rob. Did you hear what I was saying about that?
Yes, I heard, yes.
The Secret Santa.
The Secret Santa.
My never-ending goal to do more things at one time than I can possibly think of.
But this isn't for the listener. This is for us.
This is
for us because who'd have thought that we actually made it? 1 month.
Great.
1 month tomorrow.
And our first show.
That's 20 shows.
What?
It's 20 shows.
20 shows. Very good. Mm-hmm.
And best of yet.
Oh, really? So that works where you just cut up everybody's name.
I'll do that.
How many names do we have? Do we have to do, like, everybody has to, like, you have to write Mike down
once?
Five times?
No, just once. The only way you would have
to. I don't know how to do Secret Santa. All I know is when you do Secret Santa, clearly, when you do Secret Santa, you only have to give one present.
Right, and the only way that you would have to start the drawing over.
Stop, I'm sorry. Stop. What?
Oh, come on.
What
you
is the look?
You never did Secret Santa?
What is the look?
You never
I
drew?
Don't. You know, the look doesn't help me.
I know.
We're doing radio here, and you give me a look with your eyes. This is like, Jesus, what's wrong with you?
Retard.
Jeez, hey, greenhead.
Okay.
You know? I'm sorry, Rob.
That's all right. The only way we would have to redraw is if someone drew their own name.
Right.
Because you can't give yourself a gift.
Right. Okay, can we put the names in a hat?
Yeah, I'll
do that
right now.
And nobody tells, right?
Right.
When you say
unless you draw in a line.
When you
do you notice how we're all looking at you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, like
nobody tells.
That, I'm not going to tell.
Okay.
No cash, Mike.
And you notice when she says, I'll do that right now?
Yes.
You notice she's still standing
at
the microphone.
You ask me another question. Can I leave now?
Yes.
Okay.
There she goes.
So we need all five of our names.
That was also a McBridian moment.
It was.
She hasn't been here a month.
Remember what you the true McBridian moment, Mike, is when you answer a question with a question that doesn't address the initial question.
That's right. That is perfect.
Ask me a question.
That is it. What time is it?
Oh, Thursday?
That is a McBridian moment right there. That is the way she communicates every day. And that is what's killing me.
Somehow the show makes it on the air.
It's working for us.
Okay, got an email that Beth Ann brought in here to for me to read. This comes to us from a guy named Dominic. And it's a comment. He's a good boy. It says, hey, guys. This is from yesterday's show.
Okay.
Hey, guys, just thought you should know that Tanya Dervo is actually a YouTube personality.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is the lady from yesterday that would sleep with any virgin
right.
who promoted internet freedom.
Supposedly, yeah.
He says her boyfriend is famous for playing World of Warcraft. Also, she promised in the past to give out 40,000 if she were elected to the Belgian Senate. It is total garbage, and it is done. Did you laugh at Belgian?
I didn't know the
Belgian Senate.
That Belgium had a Senate.
I laughed at
It is total garbage, and it is done just to get more popularity for her YouTube friends. And then he gives a link to a bio of her boyfriend and her. Now, have you heard anything about this?
No, just what I just heard now.
Are we to take from this that the boyfriend was the guy we spoke to? Because he said he wasn't her boyfriend.
You know, if anybody knows anything about this, you can give us a call right now because I'd be very curious.
Me too.
You know, to know exactly what's going on. And Joe, here's our number one conspiracy theorist,
right.
Mr.
Right.
Joseph Artinger.
Tin
yes, Joe.
Hat.
Why doesn't Michael Hughes just buy us all gifts?
That's a wonderful. Do you not want to be a party to this?
No, I'll do it. But, you know, he owes us.
Thank you, Joe. Joe Artinger, ladies and gentlemen.
And so as you can see,
Joe Artinger.
What's a conspiracy?
As you can see, it is a fake website.
Yes. We were talking about the lady that was on the show yesterday, Joe, the lady that said she would sleep with any virgin who defended the internet.
Right.
And a guy wrote us an email that said that's a complete. Beth Ann, where are you going?
It's bogus.
I need you back in here again.
The guy said it's bogus.
Thank you.
Totally
have you heard
bogus.
Anything about that?
He's probably right. I mean, why would anybody go through the trouble of putting something on the internet that's false?
Thank you. Joseph P. Artinger. Joe, you can, the gift can be $1.
Oh, I mean, no, I'm just putting
I hope Joe doesn't get me.
Well, Joe, you know, I think is making a comment.
Maybe.
It's a negative comment about the one-month anniversary.
You.
All right.
Well, Joe is making lewd gestures towards Beth Ann, like he wants to fornicate.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Foxy lady.
I didn't know what you were going to say.
That's No, Joe.
All right.
Mike goes first.
All right, I get to go first?
Okay, we have to explain.
If at any time you draw your own name.
This jar is sticky.
It is sticky.
Isn't it nice to have Joe in the studio?
If at any time you draw your own name, announce it, and the drawing must begin again.
Imagine a sticky jar at JFK.
That is so effing foul.
Oh, we had
what in the name of Christ is that?
It had the chocolate
what is
covered.
That? Did somebody wipe themselves with that?
Oh, it had the chocolate-covered fruit in it.
Oh, God, does anybody wash anything?
It's
Kevin's.
No. You know,
that's
really.
Kevin's vase.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I almost made the most sexist comment, I swear to God.
I know.
I was almost going to say, hey, the women here at WJFK, clean up, will you?
Good thing you didn't say that.
Sorry.
Thank God.
We got it from Rob's paper bag.
All right. This is where the chocolate-covered fruit was. This is disgusting.
This is where the rubber meets the road, Mike.
All right, I'm picking the first name.
Okay.
Now, don't announce who it is unless it's yourself.
Did you write all the names?
Yeah.
Why don't you write them smaller? Seriously. Why don't you write them like they're code in World War II?
Do you have a name there?
Would you like my glasses?
Did you start?
Is it written in Native American?
Did you start and stop again? Did you do you have trouble writing the names where you'd have to like write a certain name and then as opposed to getting a new piece of paper and having a clean copy? Okay, I know who I've got. I've got mine and I'm very happy with it.
Her handwriting
sucks. Very, very
happy
with it. I am. I'm very happy with it.
Now hold on to your.
Let Buzz go second.
All right, Buzz, you go second.
Because they might need to redraw.
Don't get any of the chocolate stick spooge that's in the cup on your hand.
I want to make sure I just have
from the unwashed vessel that we have here. Jesus Christ.
You just came up with the freaking concept.
I swear to God, why am I sick? Why am I sick now that I'm back in Fairfax?
Maybe you're allergic to chocolate.
This is a petri dish. I swear to God. This is like, you know what? This is like being in a ward. This is like that bad section of Walter Reed. That's what this place is.
No, this is like the good
section.
It's like
the free clinic,
all
right?
All right, who's next? Buzz, you get yours?
I'm all set.
Are you happy with the choice?
Very much so. All right.
Now, Rob.
All right, here we are. This will be good.
Try not to touch the side. You can do it.
It's dirty.
It's filthy.
All right, and I
see who Rob got.
You go ahead, and I'll draw last.
Did you get yourself?
I did.
You got yourself?
I did. We have to redraw.
Go back. And Rob got himself. Himself.
I got myself.
Got himself.
He got himself.
You got he got himself with a chocolate pie.
Who did you draw, and who did you draw? So we know.
Why?
Because Buzz was excited with his.
I'm not telling.
No, no. Everyone has to redraw.
No.
No, that's silly.
No, everyone doesn't have to. Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, stop.
It's
why?
Wrong.
Why does everyone have to redraw, Rob?
Because
here goes rules,
it's like a
Rob.
Poker game.
Because yeah, now, it is. No, because we're going to try and guess who gave what, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, don't show me your ass.
Mike's doing the Rob dance.
No, because
no,
now,
I completely understand. Explain it to us.
Flip me off. The way it stands now is I will know by process of elimination that either Joe or Beth Ann got me the gift.
All right.
So because I know that they've drawn, so they don't have me. I drew, so I don't have me. You will know. So
do we have to get the girls for the elimination,
too,
while we're
doing this? How about if we eliminate you from getting a gift?
Matt, bring the women down here. We have to do that at the end of this break, right?
He's listening.
All right.
Okay. You have to put your thing back.
Oh, what a pain in the ass.
Put your thing in the jar.
Rules are made to make things more fun.
You know, more fun. I swear to God, playing games in your house, I would have been one of those guys. And then suddenly he found the grandfather's shotgun and killed the entire family, chopping their bodies up and putting them in a meatloaf, which he enjoyed for breakfast the following morning.
You are so fussy today.
I am. What's my voice? All right, let me see.
All of a sudden, I'm not so bad.
Did you get Mike?
I got Mike.
Put it in
you
redraw.
Did not.
Way to go, Rob. Glad you really, really made this move along quickly.
Everybody buy lottery
God.
Tickets.
It will all right. Really be for Christmas.
All right, now I got a different one.
Okay.
Let's see what I got.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no.
This game sucks.
I can guess from your reaction.
This game sucks.
He got me, didn't he?
This game sucks.
You got right. me, didn't you?
Right. No.
I'm set.
Here you go.
God
what
damn
are
it.
The odds?
Oh, God.
All right, here we go.
I swear to God. Man, I am not happy right now.
John Pop. Not really.
God.
We need Katie.
Kate, come in here.
All right. What, Katie's playing too?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. I want to draw again.
No,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course.
Oh, Katie.
Katie?
Very good.
She draws the last one.
Oh.
All right.
All right. Draw, Katie.
Matt, bring the women down here.
I'm telling you, he's not.
Do they have to come from all the way upstairs?
Yeah, that's where Buzz's office is.
Let's listen to. Can we turn on the microphones that we set up and we haven't even listened to them for the. They're still up there.
For this?
Yeah.
These are our big mothers who are upstairs. Are they mocking me?
No, nowhere.
Are those bitches mocking me?
No.
Did you autograph something for them?
I don't remember doing that.
They're giggling with
delight. Did you? Did you sign my name on something? All right. This is becoming rather tedious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's typical Matt, though, isn't it? I say, bring them down here 5 minutes ago, and he doesn't bring.
No!
They're hard to move. Someone pointed out that it's like moving a herd of elephants.
But we have to do this because it's another elimination.
Right.
And there will be no bathroom breaks.
No, we've actually locked the bathroom.
All right. I've got to do this because I got a break before we do this.
You have to go to the bathroom.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is James.
James, what can I do for you?
I got information on that Tanya Dervo.
Yeah, please share it with us. I'd like to know.
Okay. So here's the deal. She's part of some sort of a political activist organization called the NEE. If you Google that, you'll find it. And that whole thing about her giving or promising to give X number of VKs, that was in response to elections over there where they were promising so many jobs.
All right, well, wait. Was she a fraud on our show yesterday?
I don't know. I was, after you had her on, I did a little bit of research on her. I'm like, that sounds kind of crazy. And I found this information about this NEE organization. If you find their webpage, it's pretty easy to find.
All right, so this probably was a stunt as well.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
No, we need some kind of punishment. And what we should do is we should fake out that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And notify the Belgian Senate.
And the Belgian
pull a scam
police.
On him. Sure, I think that's a good idea.
And the Belgian police with their little clown car.
We're getting IMs that say it's bogus also.
Oh, God.
Gosh, I wonder who Mike drew.
Okay. It's poetic justice is what it is.
But I was right in enforcing that rule.
Anyway, as Beth Ann brings the ladies down, would you like to hear Beth Ann's email that I just thought was very McBridian?
Yeah, I would. I'd love
this
it.
This is the email that she sends out to the ladies. Hello, ladies. We are looking forward to meeting each of you tomorrow for Big Mother. All of you need to be at the radio station no later than 2:30 p.m. Feel free to come early. I will give you a copy of the rules release forms to read and sign. If you have any, capitalized A-N-Y, any, if you have any questions, please, please ask. Also, I know that you probably will be bringing someone with you, parentheses, to do the driving. They will be comfortable in our conference room during the event. Also, please have the name and phone numbers for each of your doctors in case of an emergency.
Mm-hmm. That's good thinking.
And then at the end, parking is available on the side of the building, and we're in the parking lot for the church behind our building.
Oh, God.
Till tomorrow, good luck to you all. I am yours, John Adams, Beth Ann McBride. I don't know. Rob, it just made me laugh. It was McBride.
Very McBride.
It was very you. All right. Let's play the nervous music now because we have to have another elimination very quickly. Rapid fire, then we have to take another break. Hey, you know what? Can't we leave that? There's no way of leaving them on this level for the next elimination.
Well,
we are?
We will.
God, we're going to have a pregnancy between the way. What's the, what
we're
is the
have
deal?
A birth. We have a pregnancy.
All right, let's bring in our very first mother.
Okay.
Hold on a second. I have the names written down here.
It's time to vote again.
All right. Which one are you?
I'm Hillary.
Hi, Hillary.
Oh, she's who I got for Secret Santa.
Hillary. Hillary, how are the moms getting along?
We're still getting along pretty good in there, but there's tension.
Is there more tension
really?
Now?
Really? What kind of tension?
I think, you know, everyone kind of felt bad after the last one, the round.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
Just
go ahead, you were the first person to vote Jenny.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh.
Why?
Oh, come on. I knew you were going to ask.
Was
it
random?
Was my list of mothers.
was it a little something about her, or was it just random?
I think it was random. Okay. It was maybe a little bit.
Did you not like her because she had a different accent? Was that the reason?
No, that is not it.
Is that the reason,
no,
Hillary?
No.
She was just a little different than you, and she had to go packing. Isn't that right, Hillary?
No, but we all did. You know, one thing that we did say was that she was younger than us.
I was going to say, they distrust the youth.
Hey, jealousy.
The crime.
Hey, jealousy.
Of youth.
All right, Hillary.
We're catty organizer.
Spend even more time with the mothers. Who would you like to offer up for elimination?
I'm going to have to say Laura.
Laura. Thank you very much, Hillary.
Sorry.
We'll see you in a moment. When we announce who's being voted off the island. Let me give it to him. All right. Because I'm going to bring him in for a second.
These women,
Matt,
can't be moved quickly because
Matt,
of their size.
No, it's not that. Matt, come in here. Matt, up to the microphone.
Yes. Hello.
Matt,
sorry.
Matt.
Yes.
Okay, number one, the reason we have you doing this is so you can monitor, so that when I say bring the women down, you're not picking your ass somewhere and they just stay up there, which they did now twice. And when Beth Ann is calling for the next person, you're not picking your ass down in that part of the room so that they don't come in when we call for the next woman. That's all we ask. It's a simple task. You understand?
They're pregnant ladies. They move
slow. No, you move slow. They move slow,
but
with your slowness and their slowness, it's double the slowness. I know they're slow. They're pregnant.
Your voice.
Thank you. Sorry, but good job, Matt.
Not at all.
Welcome, Amy.
Hi.
Are you having fun?
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Fine.
Why?
I'm just like, wow, they're so nice.
Yeah, it's a depressing thing.
Are you referring to us or the other contestants?
All of yous.
Thank you.
But we're talking about, did you say all of yous?
Yeah.
Are you a Philly girl?
No.
Where are you from?
Alexandria.
Oh, really?
Philly would be yous, not yuz.
Yes. Okay, very good.
South side of Alexandria.
Yeah.
All right, Amy.
Oh, the top part.
You know, they're all nice, but only one person can win the $1,000, okay?
I know.
Amy, who would you like to eliminate from Mills Island?
No, it's
Erection Cove. That's from 30 Rock. This is the part of the show where I just totally break up. And my voice goes.
You're fine.
I'm going to say Mandy.
All right. Ooh, very interesting. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Amy.
Thanks.
Take care.
Thank you.
What?
That was tough.
What was tough? Why was it tough?
I don't know.
Thank you. Okay.
It always is.
That was tough.
Thursdays?
Let's welcome, let me see. This is Mandy, right?
Yeah.
Mandy from Alexandria? Leesburg, sorry, Mandy from Leesburg.
Great town.
As I said, Mandy from Frederick. Okay, we've got, you know, it's obviously getting a little more tense.
It is.
We need you to pick one person. Who will you be voting off of the X-Men Deadliest Catch?
This will not be popular.
I like it.
You're going to vote Jenny again? No, I'm kidding.
This is not popular.
Hillary.
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 Wow.
All right, interesting. Thank you very much.
Oh.
We'll see you in a minute.
Thank you. I see no alliances being formed here.
Well, so haven't we got it like there are three different women, right?
Yeah.
Every
you
mother.
Know, we're not asking them why.
Well, we don't have time.
Okay. Okay.
All right, let's get our last lady in here, Laura. Laura, we don't have to rush you this time.
Oh, good. I don't get a seat, though.
How you doing? Yeah, terribly sorry, because it's going to be very quick.
That's okay.
Laura, how you doing? How you doing in the competition?
We won't rush you, but it's going to
be quick.
Yes, Beth
Ann?
This is the most...
Twins, yes.
Yeah, right. This is the most exercise I've gotten in months.
All right, really? See, wow. I don't want that. We're going to keep you on this floor for the next segment.
Okay.
All right, because really, they're running you around, and it's just misguided.
I'm going to ask for a wheelchair, probably.
I was the one that said we could do this maybe down in the green room.
Actually, it's fine.
People don't listen to me.
What's that?
Stop blaming on me.
It's all fine until it isn't.
True. Oh, I'm loving my job. Laura, you spent enough time with him. Who are you voting off of Deadliest Catch?
I'll have to stick with my original.
Amy.
Oh, Amy. Right.
Okay. Let's do we have they all right, do we have a winner? We don't. All right, bring them all back in here.
No, we have.
All right, Laura, get out of here for a second. All right, thank you.
Everyone voted for somebody different.
What happened? What? Everybody voted for
everybody got one vote.
And everybody voted for someone different.
Yeah.
There is no majority to vote
it's
on.
It's like Secret
then
Santa.
What we do is we combine it with the votes of the last round.
Can we go get Brookie?
Yes.
Oh.
Tiebreaker.
Uh-huh.
Excellent.
Brookie. Great move. Beth Ann, thinking on your feet. Excellent job. Much better than your solution, I have to say. I love you like a brother, but that was like your poker game. Then we combine it with the last vote,
and we play
hide the hippo.
It was really impossible.
It is so. We have to play poker though. All right, hi Rookie Brookie.
Yeah, I can't wait
because this is so much fun.
It's getting tense.
No, this is very cool. This is why we have you. You are the observer, mm-hmm. and you are also the tiebreaker.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They have all voted for each other. Everybody's picked an individual. There is no one with two votes. So the individual that you pick will be eliminated from the competition. No pressure at all, Rookie.
Nope. I'm going to have to go for Amy.
Amy it is.
Oh,
all right. Thank you, Rookie. Thank you very much. And you'll have to stay in here when they all come back in.
Thank you, Brooke.
Because
oh,
you're on the hook.
Stay here?
Yes, of course. Okay. Yes, you're part of this now. I'm going to tell them all what happened.
Beat me up.
No,
they're not going to do that. We got to move. I know it's tough to move these pregnant ladies around.
We won't let them.
It's crazy. My God. I never thought I'd have one of these. Running out of time. Hi, ladies.
Time.
Sorry to be rushing you, but it's just, it happens, and there's a lot of business to take care of. Do we have all our remaining ladies?
Yes.
Ladies, let me explain to you what happened during that round. You all voted for an individual. No one had two votes when we had the first round of balloting. No one, which I think is a nice thing, because you're all getting along, you're being very sweet and nice to each other.
Uh-huh.
So when that happens, what we do, and this was on the fly, a ruling made by our own Beth Ann McBride, which I really will say to you, was
brilliant.
Really, Beth Ann, fantastic. Rob, I'm not taking anything away from your stupid
just
idea.
Just do the show.
But here we go. Brookie came in and cast the tiebreaker. Second person eliminated from the big mother house.
Yes.
Is Amy. Amy, please step up to the microphone. Step right up.
Amy, what are you going to do?
Put your torch out.
Amy, how do you feel about this?
Fine.
You're okay with it?
I really just went out of the room with all the estrogen. I'm just ready to go.
You're ready to go. Well, you're going to have to come back at the very end as a jury. But go make yourself comfortable. Get some pasta. And, there's some pasta down here. If it hasn't been pecked away at by Leo Donahoe.
Yeah.
I mean, it should be okay. But thank you all. And we'll have one more elimination.
See
and
you
then
the next round.
Is it one or two more eliminations?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, ladies. Matt, pay attention. We got to move this quicker next time.
Whatever it takes.
I swear to God, the one thing I told him when they gave me the job was that I would be managing the clock, which I'm not really doing that well today.
Not at all.
All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate it, ladies. Aren't they all lovely? All right, more eliminations in the audio vault. We got to fly. More on the Mike O'Mara Show coming up.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike.